You are now listening to the Hack My Age podcast, the show that brings you guests for the woman going through the menopause journey. I'm your host, Zora Benamou, a gerontologist, certified sports nutrition, menopause, and breathing coach. I'm the author of The Longevity Master Plan and the cookbook Eating for Longevity. And if you're a woman in perimenopause or postmenopause, check out the programs on the hackmyage.com website to biohack and optimize your menopause experience, because menopause is inevitable, but suffering is optional. So now please head on over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review to help others find us too. This is a really important point because it costs nothing, but makes a huge impact for me to support a podcast from menopausal women to normalize this conversation about menopause and attract even more amazing guests to the show for you and for me. Hey there, biohacking besties. If you're navigating perimenopause or just dealing with those pesky menopause symptoms like hot flashes, fatigue, unexplained weight gain, you're not alone. I get it. The struggles with belly fat, crappy sleep, a racing mind, thinning hair, and that all too familiar feeling of anxiety or mood swings. Or maybe you've just experienced those mysterious symptoms like phantom smells, itchy skin, and achy joints. And these are all signs that you may be heading into the menopause transition. Yep, even if you're only 40. And it's not even rare to have these symptoms in your 30s. So just be aware. But here's the scoop. Menopause may be inevitable, but suffering is completely optional. You don't have to just tough it out because it's a natural process that women have endured for centuries. Yes, it's natural, but no, you don't have to tolerate the pain anymore. And that's why I've created specialized menopause biohacking programs just for you. This is not the usual recommendations like get a fan and dress in layers. We are talking about biohacks, which go beyond what most people even heard of to treat menopause symptoms. So head over to the hackmyage.com website and snag the hot flash program or the energy reboot program to hack your fatigue and optimize your menopause transition. And whether you preferred self-guided, affordable masterclasses or fully guided programs with a supportive community of women and me who are facing similar challenges, we have got you covered. Every Saturday of the month, we start a new cohort of women. You get an exclusive 10% off any program with the code HACKMYAGE. So got to act fast, especially if you want a spot in the guided program, because we keep it intimate with a maximum of 20 women to give you the attention you deserve. So don't let menopause dictate your journey. Let's conquer it together and head over to the HACKMYAGE website now and start biohacking menopause. I have a confession to make. I use my computer and phone before bed. I know it's not what we're supposed to do, but I've got a hack for that. And it's called blue blocking glasses. And I wear my glasses starting from when the sun goes down. And I wear them when I have lights on in the kitchen, when I'm making my dinner, and when I'm using my computer and phone. And the reason I wear them is to protect my melatonin production so that I can fall asleep and stay asleep all night. And these glasses, they really do play a big role in hacking my sleep. And everyone knows that I get the best sleep scores. And I honestly wake up feeling refreshed and more energized in the morning. And I noticed that the Viva Rays are different than the cheapo Amazon ones I first had. First, they're like three glasses in one, because they have this little magnetic clip on of orange and then red in addition to the yellow. And the next, most blue blocking glasses block out too much light or not enough light. And if you listen to the podcast that I did with Rudy Nassif of Viva Rays, you'll know what that means. And finally, they're also made in an optic lab, so you can get reader, bifocal, and progressive lenses. And of course, they are ethically made with sustainable materials. And I love my glasses so much. I've been wearing them for like a year now. I had to reach out to Viva Rays and ask if they'd like to be a sponsor of the podcast. And so here we are. And they're offering a generous 15% discount for you. So go to vivarays.com and use the code Zora, Z-O-R-A. And there's also a link in the show notes. Now let's start the show. Welcome to another episode of the Hack My Age podcast. A couple of things before we get into the introduction.
Please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. This is really what helps makes us grow. Join the Biohacking Menopause membership if you want a beautiful, supportive community. If you're totally confused on this whole perimenopause, menopause thing, if you need understanding about hormone therapy, if you need help with titration, lots of great stuff in the membership. And in this month of April, we are having another giveaway. Every month we have the opportunity to win something. So this month is Nuchito. This is the NAD support supplement that I absolutely love. I just did a great podcast with Dr. Nicola Conlin about this, about the supplement industry in general. This is a woman with an integrity and is making an incredible product that I get a lot of feedback on. This is why I'm happy to support Nuchito, but you can win it in month of April. So do that before you get to May 1st. Jump on in and I'll have a link to the membership program in the show notes. And after that, the giveaways will have some hair revitalization products from Fully Vital. I'm going to try to get Glycan Age on board, which is a biological aging test kit. Young Goose Skincare. I'm going to reach out to all these people and see if we can get some more giveaways for you. So let's talk about the next guest and why this episode even came to be. And it really came together very last minute because I wanted to share a little bit more about Dr. John Laurence, who is organizing the Women's Health Summit on April 26th, 2024 at his regenerative medicine clinic called Advanced Rejuvenation. And this is in Sarasota, Florida. And Dr. Laurence, he's had a lot of conferences going on and he brings together such amazing biohackers from Ben Greenfield to Dr. Mindy Peltz. And this time around, he's got our biohacking besties, Natalie Nittam, who's an expert on peptides, and Karen Martell, who knows so much about hormones and women's health. So they're going to be there. And I know this is going to be an amazing event. There's a link in the show notes to grab a ticket. And there is, I think, a discount code, maybe 5% with the code Zora, Z-O-R-A. But we want to learn a little bit more about Dr. Laurence and what he knows about women in menopause. And I asked him, when I looked at his website, I saw a lot of stuff out there. And I asked him to share some unique new ways that we can biohack menopause symptoms and help us prepare for advanced age, because he's got over 30 years of experience in functional medicine. He knows a lot about holistic treatments, neurology, and naturopathic medicine. And his answers are going to surprise you. And it's not about hormone therapy. And it's a lot of cool other things that we haven't yet covered on the podcast. It's very biohackerish. So you're going to love it. And Dr. Laurence, he's not only a physician, but he's also an author and a speaker and educator to anyone who's interested in vitality, longevity, and enhanced consciousness. He is the scientific advisor for a company called MitoZen, which is a healthcare technology company that uses unique delivery systems and formulations to focus on mitochondrial health, spirituality, alchemy, and psychedelic medicine. And his interest is in connecting what he calls the three legs of a stool. That's vitality of the body, mind mastery, and a direct experience of God. And he looks to combine science and ancient wisdom so that we can all become the best versions of ourselves. And he attended Parker College of Chiropractic, and he got his naturopathic degree in 2001 from St. Luke's School of Medicine. He's practiced functional neurology, naturopathic medicine, and regenerative medicine using stem cell therapy in Sarasota for 25 years. He's founder of the Advanced Rejuvenation Center, and I mentioned that already. And he's been involved in multiple clinical trials, including an investigation into the use of stem cells for Parkinson's disease, COPD, and osteoarthritis of the knee and the hip. And he has a clinical focus on mold illness, Lyme disease, and chronic viral infections. He uses natural Eastern and Western approaches to healing the true source of disease. So he's got a lot in his bag, and we only covered a couple of things, but I would love to have him on again so that we can cover more of these things that I just mentioned. And if you there's something in particular, just send me a message and say, I want to know more about X, Y, or Z. So let's get started. So it's a pleasure to have Dr. John LaRance today. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Zora. I appreciate being on this platform and speaking to all your beautiful women that are listening.
Yeah, you've got a lot of stuff. Very interesting background. And I'm sure we're going to dive a little bit deeper into that. But when I was looking at your website and your practice in general, it's quite the Aladdin's cave of offerings. And keeping in mind our audience is a woman going through this menopause transition who she may be struggling with, say, hot flashes or night sweats and sleep disturbances and the mood swings. What do you think a woman going through this transition could benefit most from out of all the things that you are offering?
I'm going to kind of go off of the beaten path a little bit, if that's okay.
Yeah.
I think people hear the same thing over and over again on a lot of these podcasts, and I like to bring kind of unique perspectives on health and wellness. And so I would say one of the most impactful things that one could do is it's called taking care of your doorways. I talk about the doorways to the body being the nasal, the colon, and the mouth, the oral cavity, and how these entryways to, if we're not taking care of them, we don't have proper hygiene, then there's an overgrowth of microbes that outgas something called endotoxins. And what happens is these endotoxins shut down our life force. They shut down our energy reserves. And so anybody, a woman that's going through menopause, is going through a very significant transition. And so a woman that's going to have a much more difficult time going through menopause is going to be someone that's going to be more depleted, right? And so when we look at this idea of depleted, we look at this idea of someone that doesn't have a higher level of life force, we look at their mitochondria. So we're looking at the metabolism, right? And the metabolism comes down to the utilization of oxygen and glucose in this mitochondrial component within the cell. And when we go through stressful periods, or we have a number of stresses that we have to adapt to, and that's the key word, is our ability to adapt to these various stressors, is really going to be taxing our mitochondria, or showing how resilient our mitochondria are. So there's so many stressors in today's age that we are just bombarded by toxins and different types of pollution in the air, right? We don't have clean air, we don't have clean water, we don't have clean food, we have GMO food, we have a lot of superbugs and different bacteria and microbes that we haven't evolved to be able to deal with. We've got electromagnetic challenges. We're not grounding, we're not on the ground, we're not getting enough sunlight or photobiomodulation. I mean, I could go on and on, right? I mean, there's a lot to do with our mental, emotional well-being, with a lot of our use of social media and being on the computer and having the ability to do so many different things, starting new companies, and just, you know, it's fun, it's exhilarating, but like, it's like taxing our system. And there's so many different avenues of our system getting taxed. All of these have one thing in common, which is they create inflammation. And it's the inflammation that shuts down the mitochondria. And that's why when we start talking about something like taking care of our doorways, we're really talking about a low-lying fruit of something we know we've got control over, something that we know has lots of research showing that when these aren't taken care of, it leads to all these different diseases, like cardiovascular disease with a lot of plaque buildup in our arteries, and then also a lot of degenerative neurologic diseases, a lot of problems with the brain. And the reason that I'm kind of going this direction is there's something that's really going to be fascinating, I think, to a lot of women that are listening to this, which involves something called the blue spot. And I just recently released a book on methylene blue. You can find it on Amazon. It's called Magic Bullet. And we can talk a bit about methylene blue as a support through menopause as well. And what I wanted to really bring to the attention is that there's this aspect of our estrogen, when estrogen levels vary, how it impacts our sleep. And particularly, there's a type of sleep called REM. And so in lower estrogen cycles, the REM becomes very poor, right? Trust me, I know it sounds like I'm going through some rabbit holes, but I'm going to circle back to this whole doorways thing. And it's going to be, we're going to put it all together and it's going to be a real wow for a lot of people, I think. So when we have poor REM sleep, that particular type of sleep is really key for something called memory consolidation. And so if we another one is alcohol is really damaging to the REM sleep, right? So we know people that are alcoholics just don't seem to mature very well, right? They don't seem to be able to deal with mental, emotional issues in their life. And there's something called consolidation, right? So when we take our short-term memory and we take into account what happened in a day, and we take all that information, we integrate it into everything that we've experienced in the past, and that large database within our long-term memory banks, and we integrate that, that's called memory consolidation. And what's really fascinating is the memory is actually short-term stored in this area in your brainstem called the locus coeruleus. And this locus coeruleus it means blue spot in Latin. It's really, really fascinating because methylene blue actually has some impact on this, but we're going to really kind of look at this in a different perspective with regards to menopause, because when you appreciate the fact that we start to run really low with both progesterone and estrogen through menopause, and so these cycles really challenge our REM sleep. And when we go through the cycle where when women are menstruating, that PMS is very classic, where people start to have, you know, women start to have some challenges with their mental, emotional well-being. And one of the reasons is they're not getting REM sleep and they're not consolidating memory. And so it's really fascinating to start looking at that with regards to the neurologic component of that. And there's a few things that really interrupt this memory consolidation besides estrogen. One is chronic stress. Like if you have like high cortisol levels, like at night, right? So you need to be able to calm down at night. So there's a really good argument to not be up working too late or watching scary movies or doing different, having arguments with your loved ones or really important conversations late, right? Then there's serotonin. And so when you start looking at SSRIs, you really start to see the problem. I mean, some of our top researchers are like going to the pharmaceutical company and saying, hey, this latest research on the locus coeruleus and the blue spot and how serotonin inhibits memory consolidation is really, really a big deal. And this is not the direction we should be going with medicating people with depression. We're making things much worse, which is exactly what's happening. I mean, how often do we see these commercials saying, you know, if this drug isn't working, try adding this, you know, talk to your doctor about adding and like stacking the 10th new SSRI onto it. And a lot of women going through menopause are prescribed SSRIs, right? And so we're looking at a situation where we're trying to solve a problem with something that's causing a bigger problem, which is most of what we see in modern medicine. So the locus coeruleus, and also opiates can be harmful. And so then we kind of already talked a little bit about estrogen. And so inflammation is one of the most challenging things to this locus coeruleus, and it has a direct link to the trigeminal nerve. And the trigeminal nerve is fed from the nasal and the oral cavity, right? Because sensory to the whole face goes through the trigeminal. And the studies, this is like right fresh studies that you're hearing, is that Alzheimer's and many degenerative neurologic diseases actually start with beta amyloid plaquing in the locus coeruleus first. And if you look at things like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, you start looking at depression, movement issues, because there's dopamine consequences through locus coeruleus, memory, mood, focus, concentration. A lot of these things are typical classical beginning symptoms of these neurologic diseases that's very well scripted in our literature. And what's really happening is that people are getting this is a consequence of not taking care of that blue spot, right?
Where is the blue spot again? Remind me.
It's in an area of the brainstem called the pons.
I've heard of that. Is that in the lower, the stem area of the brain?
Yeah, it's below the cortex, so it's primitive. This is a very, very early, and it's where our command central is for norepinephrine. So like whenever we have a stress response, we have like an emergency that happens or something startles us, we have a huge elevation in norepinephrine, which is like, it's just what gets us up in the morning as well. It's very linked to our circadian rhythm. Our CO2 sensors are located there. So if you hold your breath and you start having that anxiety, you know, and that kind of, it's almost like a fear of death, really. I think that the locus coeruleus is really where our deepest level of fear of death exists. And that's why doing things like breath work and CO2 based therapies can be really, really huge for people from a lot of different viewpoints. And so we're literally doing breath work with CO2. Breath holding is also good, but there's also, you can get a CO2 tank and you can do rectal insufflations like a lot of people might do with ozone. You can do vaginal insufflations with CO2. And there's actually like all this amazing research on that, how that might actually be quite beneficial. But also ozone vaginally can be a real game changer, I think.
For what? Vaginal dryness, atrophy, or prolapse? For what? Or just general health?
It, for sure, for any type of infection. You know, absolutely for any type of infection. There's a lot of interesting approaches for chronic infection. Actually, we have a red light wand that you can use blue and red, and then you can use methylene blue. And I think that's also, but also something like that can really work for vaginal wall atrophy. Here in the clinic, we utilize stem cell injections for sexual wellness, and we do vaginal rejuvenation. We do a lot of things with ED with men as well. We have a prostate protocol. Oh, another really interesting thing for women too, if you're having chronic UTIs, you might think if your significant other is having prostate issues, then what we found is they all have chronic infections in their prostate. And then that can actually be, you can actually infect your partners because we are testing the semen and the semen is loaded with all these microbes.
Wow. Interesting.
An injection of ozone and methylene blue, and we test the microbes and we can actually customize an antibiotic. And we do this under ultrasound and we do a series of three of these injections. And we are really just seeing some just fabulous results with clearing up a lot of these prostate-related symptoms. And then eventually what this leads to is cancer.
Yeah, I saw your Instagram, yeah, that we were injecting stem cells for somebody for their prostate. So it was, you're scrolling
Not
through.
Not stem cells. No, this is antimicrobials.
Oh, was that the ozone or what was it?
Yeah, that was the ozone.
Is it the very top? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
But I think for women, back to your question about ozone and vaginal insufflations, is you'll get systemic absorption of ozone through the vagina for the rectum. And the same thing if you do red light therapy, because we're finding that if we can get light into the body, that it actually showers and absorbs into the blood, and then the blood carries that energy throughout the body. And it's a real strategy, especially when you mix it with different photosensitive substances like methylene blue.
So you notice any difference if you put it through the mouth or the vagina or the nose or other orifices?
The nose is really the most convenient. So I think for the most part, I think if you were to look at doing like a red light therapy to the vagina, you might be wanting to do it to support just the general integrity and health, because it's going to work on the nerves. It's going to, so you could be more sensitive. It would work on the muscles. And so you'd have better bladder control and better control of the muscles of the vagina. And then, you know, there would be better sensory experience because the nerves would be enhanced. And then it can actually thicken the wall. So it can actually be a very powerful rejuvenating effect with these different lights.
This episode is sponsored by Oxford HealthSpan, the creators of my favorite supplement, Primadine. I admit it, I am a total supplement junkie, but if I had to choose only one, it would be this one. And it's because Primadine is spermidine, and this is shown to activate autophagy, which is super important. Now, this is a cellular cleanup and recycling process that declines as we age. So as we get older, our cells accumulate a lot of junk and waste, which isn't good for our cells, our health, nor our longevity. So we need to clean it up. And if you want the research on this, go to oxfordhealthspan.com and you can see all of it, showing how spermidine supports our brain, our hormones, and our heart health. And another great side effect is stronger hair, skin, and nails, but also longer eyelashes. But you know, the real important reason why I love Primadine is because I have never, ever received as much feedback on a product I recommended as I have with Primadine. Literally every week, someone reaches out to me on Facebook or Instagram with an amazing testimonial. And most of the time, it's about improved sleep. And even some of you told me it's reversed a bit of your gray hair too. So I find that totally amazing. So I can honestly say with 100% certainty that Primadine is the best spermidine supplement you'll ever find. And you can try it with a 15% discount by using the code Zora, Z-O-R-A, on oxfordhealthspan.com. Just be sure to get back to me with your results too. Now enjoy the show.
I've had some sexperts on the show as well, and they've mentioned some wands and things like that that have the red light therapy in it for those reasons. Is there something in particular? Is there something you'd like to recommend, or do you have a service in your office, or what do we women do? Woman's listening now. She's like, okay, I want to try that. What does she do?
Well, we do consultations. They can reach out to us, and we can do consultations regarding having a visit here to Sarasota, Florida. We also do coaching, you know, we have like a distance coaching program where we do 3, 6, and 12 month plans where we really deep dive and we do testing and manage different conditions. And there'll be different outcomes that I think people would have. Regarding some of the things that we're talking about with the methylene blue and the light therapy, my best recommendation would be we have a company called MitoZen, and it's a club-based. We make a number of different products. We have the Mito wand, which is this red light wand. We also carry methylene blue. So it's mitozen.club. And we have a lot of different videos where we go through different strategies of health and healing. You've prompted me to maybe look at creating some content regarding vaginal rejuvenation and different types of strategies that can be used with light and ozone and different photosensitive substances and so forth. So thank you.
Yeah, no, there's a need. It's just, we're not talking enough about it. And so that's important. Then that'd be cool. So let's talk a little bit about the methylene blue, because I haven't covered that on the podcast yet. And I'm sure loads of women are going, what in the world is this? If you search, if you do methylene blue search, you'll find it sounds like a miracle. So it can do a lot of stuff. So thinking about our audience now here, tell us a little bit more about it.
They call it the magic bullet, right? So the word magic bullet was coined by Paul Ehrlich in the late 1800s, and he was referring to a substance that had far-reaching benefits to the body, but left the body unharmed. He also discovered that it was the cure for malaria. In fact, the methylene blue was a medication that was used for a variety of different indications, and it supersedes the FDA. So it's been around a long, long time. The patents are all way over, you know, there's no patent on it. So there's not really a huge motivation for people to really go out there and promote it much until kind of the biohacking community got a hold of it. And, you know, people like myself, you know, we're kind of committed to finding the best and most effective strategies for health and longevity and vitality and bringing it, you know, to the public. And so I was so inspired by methylene blue that I wrote a book on it, and the name of the book is called Magic Bullet, and we just released it like a month ago on Amazon. And it's a brilliant blue salt, and some of the key points to it is the number one advantage to taking methylene blue is that it will increase your mitochondrial capacity, and it does that on average about 30%. So most people that utilize methylene blue, I would expect to, when I speak to them the next time, that they're going to say, Dr. John, that's some good stuff. I feel that. I like that. Thank you. And It's important when you start looking at methylene blue, though, the way that you take it and the dosages that you take in order to get that, you know, that boost. And we can cover that here in a minute. It also works for mood. And they've done large clinical trials with methylene blue, and they've shown that methylene blue can be a great treatment for depression. And what I love about it, because I'm always fascinated and interested to find root causes of different conditions, like, you know, depression, what's the actual like deepest root cause of that? And what I've discovered is that it's mostly caused by a chronic infection. And they've done studies with a substance called nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is this substance that, you know, it's all over the news and the internet as being this like really beneficial compound. But no, what people aren't talking about is that there's three types of nitric oxide, and there's one type that's not so good to have elevated chronically, and that's the inducible nitric oxide. And this is when we get an infection, our body releases all of this nitric oxide, and it's a massive vasodilator, right? So it opens up blood vessels, and that's where you get all that swelling when you get an inflammation, when you get an infection. And so when people have chronic infections, they have this chronic release of nitric oxide, and they've done studies to show that nitric oxide, this inducible nitric oxide, was directly linked to depression. They would raise, people would be more depressed, and they would lower it, and their depression would go away. And what's fascinating about methylene blue is it mops up this bad nitric oxide, partly because it actually mops it up, and partly is because it's an antimicrobial, which kind of brings me to the third kind of benefit of it, is it can be used as an antimicrobial for everything from viruses to Lyme disease to bacteria to candida, funguses. And it particularly has a huge benefit when it's mixed with light therapy. And in fact, most of our blood banks will put a little bit of methylene blue with the blood that's donated and then subject it to near-infrared light. And the combination of that light and the methylene blue is extremely antimicrobial. In fact, we do that quite a bit here at the clinic for chronic infections. So a lot of diseases have a root in toxicity and infection. And so we run a lot of labs where we're able to actually figure out like which infections people have. Then we have them come in, or we can do some of this distance where they can take methylene blue, and they can use different types of strategies with light to heal from chronic diseases.
That's amazing. So you can deal with people who are not actually in Sarasota, Florida. You can do telemedicine and up to a certain extent, I guess.
Well, that was one of the reasons I developed MitoZen. And I did that because I wanted to have products that would work strong enough where I could manage some very, very difficult cases. And, you know, to say that it's a supplement company isn't really put it into context, because we don't really even sell anything that's like in a capsule. So most of the things that we sell and utilize are rectal delivery, like in different suppositories, which could also be used vaginally. Things like methylene blue, which we should circle back and talk about the dosage of that. But just NAD, we have glutathione. I'm a big fan of high dose melatonin, which could be a huge asset for women going through menopause. I would say the combination of methylene blue and a higher kind of concentration of melatonin, we used very successfully on a lot of cases with great results.
When you say high dose melatonin, I looked on your website, I think we're talking about 450 milligrams. We're not doing the 0.3 milligrams that you normally would find in a pharmacy. So this is mega high dosages. So I'm wondering, in your experience, when you have a woman this age going through this transition, you have her hormones are completely depleted. I don't know if she's on hormone therapy or not, but how would, say, methylene blue and high-dose melatonin compare to optimizing her hormones with hormone therapy? Is there one that's better? She should do both? Like, because it sounds like a lot of this stuff is like, oh, well, you can get a lot of this stuff with hormones, but and not that hormones are for everybody, or and you can't out-hormone a bad diet and lifestyle, but I just want to know how they compare.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. They both work on the mitochondria. And so, you know, my training is in chiropractic neurology and naturopathy. And
what's naturopathy? I'm sorry, I don't know what that is. Naturopathy.
So naturopathic physician. So
Okay.
In the United States, yeah, you have naturopaths can have, they prescribe drug, you know, they can prescribe medication and do different surgeries and so forth. And so it's a, I'd say it's kind of a between a medical doctor and kind of like a chiropractor, acupuncturist, kind of in that gap.
Okay. Naturopathy means the practice of a naturopathic doctor.
Correct.
Okay. Got it. Sorry. That was something new. I didn't know. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
So we have this philosophy that the body has the ability to heal itself, right? And the body has the resources, but runs out of the battery power to execute and adapt, right? So we talked about stressors. So we think about like we have the accumulation of all these stressors, or it could be one big stressor. And this stressor then leads to this depletion of the mitochondria. And so this is kind of like within this context of metabolic medicine, or I like to say really root cause medicine, because you're trying to figure out what's shutting the battery down. If you can, because the root cause is always that the battery shut down 100% of the time. So we know if we have disease in the body, that the body does not have the ability to adapt to whatever environmental stressors it's subjected to. And so we want to look at taking away those stressors, and we want to look at things that we can do to upregulate that mitochondria. And when you look at both methylene blue and melatonin, there's some real interesting synergies between the two and how they both support the mitochondria are different. But when you look at them together, they're like these two brother and sister, sisters or brothers, whatever you want to call them, they're like amazing together. So with methylene blue, what methylene blue does is actually gets into the mitochondria and it supports and lubricates that system very powerfully. Like I said, about 30%. And I'm not going to get into I don't know if your listeners like a lot of science, but I'm trying to be a little bit more simple.
Yeah, keep it simple.
You get a lubrication of that system, where melatonin is more of a resilience molecule. And melatonin, you don't really need it unless you have stress. Like you need it to kind of regulate your circadian rhythm. But what people have to wrap their head around is that there's a lot more melatonin that's secreted throughout your body than what's in your pineal. I mean, the pineal is a tiny, tiny fraction of this enormous amount of melatonin, because every cell in your body produces melatonin, and it's actually produced in the mitochondria, and it's the primary antioxidant. So we think about oxidation like fire and antioxidant like water, right? And we need to basically keep a little bit of a management on this whole energy production. And so when things get heated up too much, what happens is that the mitochondria basically shut down. So basically your energy shuts down once that stressor or that number of stressors hit a high threshold. And then we shut down. And so we can still make energy, but it's only 10% as what we would have otherwise made. And it's called fermentation. This is actually what happens with cancer, is cancer shuts down, the mitochondria shuts down, and it goes into this primitive form of making energy. So in essence, we're really talking about this phenomenon of cancer when it gets to the most extreme level. But it's happening all the time, like, because we're always subjected to stressors. So melatonin keeps things from making that switch for a longer time. And if you give it exogenously. So that's why kids have so much resilience, because they've got the melatonin in there to kind of keep things going before the mitochondria shuts down and makes the cell make energy without the mitochondria. And when we give melatonin, we actually can bring that energy back in and reverse that. That's called the cell danger response, or they call it the Warburg effect. So basically the bottom line is that if we have a lot of stress, these days I've been having to travel more than I'd like to. And I know you were talking about how you're kind of a nomad and traveling around a lot, and it's stressful. Like there's a lot of stress involved, and I really like to utilize things like melatonin and methylene blue when I travel, because otherwise I'm not a very good traveler. You wouldn't want to travel with me. You know, I'm tired, I'm grumpy. You know, but when I take these substances, I'm not, you know, I travel with a lot more grace. And so this is an example of where there's a lot more stress involved. And so in order to prevent and keep that energy up high, So when you put these two together, they really are very synergistic. So I would imagine that this is really at the core when you're looking at menopause is what can we do to improve your vitality and your general health status? You're going to have a much easier ride through menopause, period.
Better than if you took hormones?
Well, you're going to produce hormones when you're vital. You know, that's the thing. Like when you look at this aspect of having more cellular energy, the ovaries have more energy, the adrenals. You know, the big shift that happens with menopause is we shift from making our hormones in our ovaries to our adrenals. And then that conversion of those hormones has to take place from the adrenals. And so if we're depleted and we have weak adrenals, we're going to have a more of a challenge going through menopause than if we have strong adrenals. And so that's where we really get this whole story of managing stressors.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you had a patient like me coming in with, imagine a lot of menopause issues, let's say that the sleep issues and fatigue, because that sounds like what methylene blue would target as well. Would you recommend her to do the methylene blue and skip the hormones? I'm just kind of curious, what do you think would be best for somebody like that? Because I know that it supports the hormones, but I'm wondering, I mean, as far as I know, they don't keep going, even with the best of health and everything supported, we're eventually going to lose them. And at least most of them, or am I wrong? I mean, I don't know. Correct me.
Well, I think there's different kind of categories that people are going to fall into. I think there's a category of someone that can start taking these things and get by. And I think there's going to be another category of women that absolutely have to get on hormones. And then that's going to kind of vary as to how many hormones, how long they might need to stay on them. There's some really interesting things to start utilizing with bioregulators and peptides, which we're going to be getting into with Nat Natum with our Women's Health Summit. So like if anybody's listening to this and they're really digging a lot of these subjects, we're going to have a Women's Health Summit April 26th. Right here, we have an event center like right next door, and we have some just amazing people coming to be talking about a variety of different topics.
The last one that Natalie Nittam went to, she told me about. You had Ben Greenfield and Dr. Mindy Pels, and these are really big people in the biohacking space and menopause. I mean, I've interviewed Mindy before, and she's just amazing. So you really got great speakers, and I really want this to resonate with the women if it is resonating with you and you want the biohacking aspects of menopause, then this is the place to go. And I highly recommend people to get tickets. And I understand it's a great place to socialize as well. You connect with people. I would love to have spoken this time or go there myself. I just literally found out about it, but I hope next year I will. But tell us a little bit more about this summit. And you obviously have more experience and been there. I've heard great things, but I'd like to hear your perspective.
The one that you were referencing was just incredible. And to be able to put like all of this very contemporary information together for a one day event, you know, it was just spectacular. I mean, we get into hormones. We got Karen Martell, who's going to come in and really break down hormones and go through a lot of interesting things regarding menopause. We're talking about different types of blood sugar dysregulation and diet and using different types of diet with like keto and like some of the latest research on that. We are going to be talking about light therapy and photobiomodulation and oxygen therapy. And we're going to be getting into some regenerative medicine as well. And I'm going to be talking about, you know, some of these strategies with, you know, vaginal rejuvenation. And we have a really amazing nurse practitioner here, Dr. Lacey, and she's really good with these. So it's not me that's doing the procedures. I do work with the males quite a bit. And so some of the sexual rejuvenation and some of the strategies that we're using within just general health and wellness. And we have this brain protocol that we're doing with stem cells that we're really excited about. We've got some unique stem cells that we're utilizing in the practice that I'm going to be speaking about. We call X cells. And these cells can actually be run as an infusion and then activated with light in the blood. and we use oxygen as well. And these cells survive weeks. Now, this is a big deal because, like, you hear about people going and traveling all over the place. There's a big clinic in Panama and Colombia and Mexico and so forth. And
for stem cells, you mean, or X cells? Because this is different. You'll have to clarify the difference. Sorry.
So most of the stem cells being used are from perinatal tissue. They're from, like, the placenta or the cord blood. And most of these centers, what they're doing is they're expanding those cells, and that's what's illegal in the United States. What we're using is a line of stem cells that the research is coming out saying that they're much more powerful than these lines of cells. And most of these perinatal cells only last for like an hour or so. And where these lasting weeks, they have a higher favorability to support neurologic neurogenesis, new blood supply, which is a big deal for the brain as well.
Where do they come from?
They come from fat tissue.
From who or what?
they're donated. They're basically, our partner is doing liposuctions on mostly women that are in their early 20s. And he's got a system where he's able to pull out the stem cells, because there's one out of every 100 cells in fat tissue is a stem cell. So it's very rich. And he's able to filter out where all you have left is the mesenchymal stem cells. And he's run these cells through FDA approval. They're highly screened and vetted donors. And what's really cool too is that it's impossible for the endothelial, because he lyses the endothelial cells, which would carry the spike protein, because they've got the ACE2 receptors. So if there's any concern about, like, people that have been vaccinated and the stem cell viability from vaccinated people, well, the placental tissue, you can't remove the spike protein, because if you destroy that Wharton's jelly, you kill the stem cell. And so there could be more higher potential of contamination with most other stem cell therapies, where this is much more safe. So we get these in very high numbers, and they're in the freezer. We can pull them out. And there's a variety of ways we're using them in cases of severe or even severe arthritis, you know, rotator cuff, spinal conditions, spinal cord injuries, degenerative neurologic diseases, stroke,
osteoarthritis of the hips,
any type of arthritis, feet, knees, hips, shoulders, elbows, spine, TMJ.
And so you're seeing a better outcome with these new X cells versus your traditional stem cells in your practice.
Well, I'll tell you this. We have been in the business. We were one of the first clinics in Florida to start taking bone marrow out of a patient and doing liposuctions and using their fat. And we've been in it for about 25 years, and I've used every product out there. I've tried everything. And my favorite has always been to take the patient's own bone marrow, because I've seen long-term benefits where people with severe arthritis of their knee playing tennis 10, 15 years later. What I feel now is that I have that, the strength of that with this new X-cell. I have a whole article that I wrote on it, and it's also, we have some content at advancedrejuvenation.us, and you can click on the regenerative medicine link there, and we have some information that you can kind of dive in. It's really exciting. I think this is going to actually be the stem cell, the go-to, but, like, we're literally one of the only clinics utilizing this. I am working with this scientist to kind of spread the news and get more doctors on board, because if I can elevate the benefit of stem cells in general, I think that that's going to be a win for, you know, for everybody.
Can I ask how the cost of an X cell versus doing stem cells is? Because I know it's very expensive to do stem cells.
Yeah, well, it's anywhere from $3,500 to $5,000 to do a stem cell treatment, like, say, of a knee or a hip or a spine. We have kind of a scale between $5,000 and $7,500 to do a brain protocol with people. I'm going to be talking about this at the Women's Health Summit as well. We have some tools to really target the brain with these stem cells, and then actually use light therapy that penetrates through the skull to really activate these stem cells in the brain. So really, really exciting time to be in this business, for sure.
You certainly, yeah, are way ahead of the curve and most things that people are talking about. And this is why I thought it would be so interesting to interview you, because you know, right now in my circles, a lot of people I interview, we're all talking about hormone therapy. And I'm sure that's, yeah, you could talk your head off about that too. But there are women who cannot take it, will not take it, don't feel anything. And it's nice to know that there's alternatives. This is what biohacking menopause is all about, is that we have a lot of other stuff. And even women who are taking the hormones, they still need some support. So, and that's what's so beautiful about biohacking. We can figure out something. There's always something. And it sounds like you got a big bag of tools to share. And you only scratch the surface. Now people are wondering where their head is, you know, scratching their head going, what is this methylene blue? I got to learn more about it. I've got to learn more about this high dose melatonin. And now these X cells, you threw some very interesting things at us that can help us with our sleep, our brain, our vaginas, or everything that perhaps the hormone therapy cannot do or will not do for somebody. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much for giving us this information, and probably have to take deep dives into this. We'll see how the audience responds, and if you're up for another conversation, I'd love to have you.
Yeah, that sounds great. It's been fun.
So I'm going to leave. We have to leave you because I know you have to get to your patients. And I have links to the book. I'm going to go find that the research as well on your website. We have links to the mitozen.com and the advancedrejuvenation.us. I have a link to your website, drjohnlaurence.com, and your Instagram and Facebook. So much stuff I'll have in the show notes. Please, everyone, go and listen. Go and grab those show notes. Take a look at what Dr. John Laurence has to offer, and we'd love to have you on again. And before I let you go, do you have any last words for a woman going through the menopause transition?
Well, I think we covered a lot of great material. The one thing I feel like to wrap things up would be important is we talked about taking care of your doorways, and we kind of left people kind of hanging. So we gave all that like information about how important it is, but we didn't really give any strategies. And I can kind of simply go through. We've actually created some products that really address that, but they're the essential oils I found to be among the most beneficial for the oral and nasal passage. And so we have an essential oil nasal spray called Glutastat. And we have a 30-day sinus protocol, and I'd be happy to send that to you. You can share with your audience. And then taking care of the mouth, you know, anybody can kind of make a nice blend of oil. We've created one that we really like called Boca Zen. It has oregano, clove, it has cinnamon, moringa, ginger, red thyme, you know, basically a bunch of spicy essential oils. And we recommend people use that on their mouth along with, you know, your typical kind of oral care. And for the large intestines, we really love a yogurt recipe, and we can share this yogurt. It's actually really easy to make yogurt at home. And, you know, besides eating fermented foods and minimizing your refined carbohydrate intake, I think making like your own yogurt can be really, really powerful.
I've always wanted to try. Send that recipe.
Will do. Other than that, thank you for having me. You can find me on Instagram at Dr. John Laurence. The event, you can sign up for the event at drjohnlaurence.com. And again, our website is advancedrejuvenation.us.
Perfect. I'm so excited for that. I think actually we even have a promo code of 5% off with the code ZORA, ZORA. So if you go to that Women's Health Summit, I'll have a link to that. Go and to the summit. It's going to be amazing. You already are familiar with Karen Martell and Natalie Nidham from the podcast, and you're just going to enjoy the other speakers as well. So I appreciate you putting this together, getting some really fabulous speakers. And there are other speakers there that I'm not as familiar with, but I know that you probably handpicked some pretty good ones. So excited for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day. Good luck with the with the event, and we'll stay in touch for another interview. Take care.
Thanks.
Today's episode is sponsored by the Institute of Bioidentical Medicine, which is the authority when it comes to understanding bioidentical hormones. And I just completed their menopause method course, and I am mega impressed. This is a self-paced course designed by Dr. David Rosensweet, who's been treating women through menopause for nearly 3 decades. And I can highly recommend this program, particularly if you're a doctor or someone who is actually prescribing hormones to women for menopause. So make an appointment at iobim.org to see if you're a candidate for the menopause program and ask for a discount with the code ZORA, Z-O-R-A. You're going to learn so much with this program because menopause is inevitable, but suffering is optional.
You can now watch all of our podcast interviews on the Hack My Age YouTube channel. Some of our guests bring slideshows, so it's really great to have. Every week, there is a new video, so just search Hack My Age on YouTube.com or find the link on the Hack My Age website. Hey, did you enjoy the podcast? Don't forget to subscribe to be notified of all the new episodes and leave a review to help build the tribe. It's a small act of kindness that brings me big benefits and helps others find this amazing content. The best thing you can do is share. Sharing is caring. Statements made on this podcast have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Anything we say or products we mention are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Information provided by this podcast is not a substitute for personal medical advice and not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information from the personal research and experience of me and my guests.